DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you, because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right, 9 o'clock on a Monday, which means it's time for you to pay attention to Vern. And don't forget, Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the new original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversities, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his...
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Hey, speaking of Paramount, Vern, how about that weekend for Salvador Perez, man? Give it up for Big Sal, right? 1,300.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Like, I know the playoffs are in the rearview mirror and it seems bleak, but man, what a weekend for Salvador Perez, the second greatest Royal in franchise history.
Well, the second greatest career in Royals franchise history. I think if you're judging it on talent, George Brett is the second greatest Royals player in franchise history, second only to Bobby Witt Jr. But tons of bouquets towards Salvador Perez. Now 301 home runs, 1,005 RBIs. He's only 24 home runs away from sitting alone with the fifth most in baseball history. 24 away from it, the top five being Piazza, Bench, Berra, Salvador Perez also in that top five. I mean, it's all Hall of Famers once you get up there. Once you get north of 324 home runs, it's the greatest catchers of all time, and Salvi's going to be rubbing elbows with them, certainly by this time next season.
So let me ask you this, Vern. Will they pick up the option today, tomorrow, the next day? Will we get that done before the end of the season to ensure that, like, next year will be his final in Kansas City and he can go out kind of as a lifetime Royal?
I wouldn't think so. No, just in case he breaks his leg in seven pieces, you could decline that team option.
Fair point. No,
I think you take it until the off season, and I also don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that you tear up the $13.5 million team option and you rework, spread that money out, give them a little extra, throw in some incentives, maybe expand that out to 2 years with an incentive option for a third. Right, you traded away Freddie Fermin. You're right. Excited about Carter Jensen. Salvi's not going anywhere other than maybe DHing more in the future.
Well, and that's kind of where my point is now, too, like, because I'm all over the place, with this team as we approach the end of the season. With the way that Carter Jensen has kind of come up to the big league level, they obviously think he's a very big part of the future. You've got a lot of options now from a trade standpoint. Blake Mitchell obviously is a trade candidate right now because of where Carter Jensen is ahead of him on the depth chart potentially. You got pitchers you can trade out there right now. Noah Cameron may be able to bring you a lot back in return. Like, the Royals are going into this offseason, Vern, with a lot of great opportunity at their feet to go out there and improve this team with a couple of moves.
Yeah, most notably, like you mentioned, Noah Cameron and the rest of these starting pitchers, which is why down the stretch, to me, it's so important that they all look good and look healthy. Burgert, Kolek, you mentioned Cameron, but even Waka, Reagans, and Lugo, who we're likely to see in this upcoming series against the Mariners starting tomorrow night, those guys as well. The question I was asking all off season, and I'll pose it to you guys, is how quick do you hang up if someone calls about Cole Reagans? How quick do you hang up if someone calls about Noah Cameron? I mean, all of them. I think you have to listen to any of these starting pitchers, even the one you like the most. I think you need to listen because the one that appears the easiest to trade as far as his contract, it's an expiring contract after 2026, is Chris Bubich. But Bubich is the one of the 6-7 starters that we're talking about that other general managers will not get the chance to see that he's healthy and he's still at his all-star form. Waka, Reagans, and Lugo can do that. Kolek, Bergert, and Cameron, you just want them to finish strong so other general managers can dream on them. Because for as much as people want this offense to improve, and for as much as this offense needs to improve, to me, trade is once again the most likely avenue to improve the offense. Because, you know, Bobby's going to see his salary more than double next season. You mentioned Salvi's still going to be making 13-plus million dollars. Vinny and Michael are going to get a huge bump via arbitration. Jonathan India is going to get a bump. He's already making $7 million, but he's going to get a bump because of arbitration. These are guys that I don't think you're going to wiggle out of or move this offseason, especially a guy like Jonathan India, whose stock is pretty darn low right now. Jack Caglione really is the guy. You know, we talk about how this offense needs to improve, and maybe it's via a trade. The most obvious option for improvement is Cags and Carter Jensen. But sure, if you want to bring someone into a platoon with India at second base, to platoon with Michael Massey possibly in left field, to platoon with Kyle Isbell in center field, go for it. If you can flip a Ryan Berger to Stephen Kolek and bring in that missing bat, I think most of Royals fans listening would be all for it. Now, I did find something interesting this weekend. Former Cy Young Award winner Jake Peavy was second-guessing the Royals' decision to trade away Freddie Fermin for what he called, or, you know, quality pitchers in Bergert and Kolek, but guys that are only on a championship team going to fill the number four, number five spot in the rotation.
Well, that's what
I really
we
haven't
needed.
Heard anybody question that. Peavy being the first.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of what we needed, though, Vern? I mean, we needed our – we got injuries. Everybody on the DL has been – or everybody in the rotation has been on the DL this year. And I asked Q on Wednesday, I said, who gets the credit for all this, man? Hoping he would say himself, but he didn't. But, I mean, like, we're a 500-ball club. Every team's been on the DL, or every starting pitcher's been on the DL this year. And they're still in this thing and still were in this thing, you know, game back this time last week. They've done a masterful job of holding this together. But that Freddie Fermin's a backup catcher, man. Like, I understand Peavy and some of these other people appreciating the backup catcher. The Royals needed to move forward as an organization, not only for the rest of this year, but now, as you keep mentioning, they've got more trade pieces this offseason. Like, they've got the gifts, man. Come kiss the ring of JJ if you want pieces, because we got them.
Yeah, I'm with you. To me, Freddie is a backup catcher here. You know, I don't think he is in San Diego, and I don't think he will be elsewhere. But in Kansas City, unless you don't believe in Carter Jensen or you're done with Salvi, then you should have hung on to Freddie Fermin. But shoot, I don't think that JJ went into the deadline trying to move Freddie Fermin. I think that conversation with the Padres got to a place where, man, that offer was so good. You couldn't refuse it. Two starting pitchers that have balled for the most part since coming to Kansas City. You get those guys for a guy that you view, at least in your system, is only a backup catcher. I'm with you. Had to make that move if you wanted to avoid losing 90-some-odd games. Because at the trade deadline, you know, Lugo was banged up. Reagans and Bubich were both banged up. Lorenzen was banged up. You didn't have a starting rotation. John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo made sure that, you know, here we are, a dozen games to go, and the Royals haven't been mathematically eliminated. And even if you scoff at that, I mean, you guys are still having me on. You guys are still talking Royals baseball, and I think a few years ago, that would not have been the case.
Vern, I want to ask you before we let you go, if you vote at the end of the year, Royals Player of the Year, Vinny, Michael, Bobby, Noah Cameron, Salvador Perez. Who gets the vote?
Bobby's been the best player, but I'm giving it to Michael. You know, Bobby's been the best player just statistically, but as someone that has watched every single pitch of every single game, Michael's been the player of the game more than Bobby has this season. So Michael wins your Player of the Year. And then Michael Wacha, to me, is the pitcher of the year for the Royals this season. He's been a top 20 pitcher in Major League Baseball for almost the entire season.
Nice.
Noah Cameron's been key. Chris Bubich probably would have won that award if he was able to stay healthy. But speaking of staying healthy, Waka's basically done that outside of whatever the hell happened off the field last week.
Right, well, Vern, we appreciate the time as always. And if I get a vote like I do every year at 96.5 The Fan, formerly 610, you're always the man of the year for my vote for space. But you know me, I'm biased towards you. You know.
What a guy. You're a dog, Dusty. I appreciate it, buddy.
DAWG, baby. All right, we'll talk to you next Monday, Vern.
Thanks, buddy.
That's Josh Verner, our Royals insider there on 96.5 The Fan. Royals in action tomorrow night in that Seattle series. Six games out of the wild card. Well, I don't know. At least you got Carter Jensen and Caglione to look at. The future is bright because Carter Jensen did win the George Brett Award for the minor league hitter of the year.
I saw they still have a Frank White Award for fielder of the year. Can we get rid of that, too?
We can recall it because that's... that's a week from tomorrow. We'll get back to this Chiefs game on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I do want to open up the text line and maybe the YouTube chat as well. How are we feeling now? Right? That game wasn't a Sunday night game.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-afternoon, so I'm sure, you know, immediately you're getting your takes off. How are you feeling now?
Well, it's interesting you ask because one of our listeners, Steven, who's listened for years.
Steven.
He goes, I haven't given up, man, but this show made me feel so much better today. And I'm like, good. That's what we wanted, man. He goes, yeah, I'm not up, giving up at 0-2, but... You know, everybody feels down. We were talking about it at the game yesterday, and it's not unique to any one town. I think it's unique to the NFL fan. Your week is dictated on Sunday, man. Like you are feeling the way you feel all week long based on what happens on Sunday. And so obviously the last couple of weeks have been very kind of like, whoa, what's going on? Kind of shell-shocked, I think, for a lot of people around here. They just need to go out and get a win against the Giants on Sunday Night Football and call this thing a day and start saying, okay, hey, we're back now. We're back. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. But it's new. It's fresh. It's 0-2. And people are in that panic mode. But I do. I hope after everybody kind of had the conversation and listened to us for the better part of the morning, you're feeling better about it. You're feeling fine about where this team is right now. You don't like the record, but it's not because they don't have the talent. They're just making some mistakes that they need to correct, and that are correctable mistakes, focus mistakes.
It's a long season, man.
It is.
It's a long season. We don't think it is because 17 games don't sound like a lot. We cover baseball. It's 162 of those. Trust me, it's a long time.
It's the same length of a season, you know? It's the same length of the season, except it's just one game a week versus seven games a week, right? It's the same amount of time in a baseball season. You know, we're 20 games into the baseball season now at two games into the NFL season. And so things change, man. Like you want to give the baseball analogy. When the Washington Nationals won the World Series in 2019, they were well below 500 in May. I mean, they were not a team that was above 500 in May. You know, the teams in the NFL all the time, they can start slow and then they can find their way. I mean, Josh said it. He goes, what are they going to start 2-4 and then win 10 in a row? You know, and then all of a sudden you're sitting at a team that's 12-4 going into the final week of the season. Feel pretty good about that. It's just if they had gone 6-0 and then lost two and they're sitting at 6-2, nobody's really complaining. It's the way that they have these two losses at the beginning of the season. It really does. It skews everything for us, and rightfully so. You're looking at 0-2. You're like, oh my God, they're not that good. But then I just keep going back to your point from earlier this morning, Mac. It's like, who is good right now in the NFL? Who's Colts. That team you're afraid of?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I told you the Colts were going to win the South.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
that's a joke.
Is anybody else in the South this year?
Heard of it.
I do want to bring this up because somebody makes a good point on the text line. Like, I think they'll be fine. There's just a couple of self-inflicted wounds you've got to patch up and not make happen again and get into the mistakes of, you know, regularity of having the same types, because it's been veterans. It hasn't been the young guys.
Yeah.
Right? Like, veteran or not, Juwan Taylor, right? He was a veteran. Week one was atrocious. And you had Travis Kelce running, you know, not the right route, or he ran it too short, ran into Xavier Worthy, destroys the entire game plan. Week two, and again, you lose that game 21-27. You were in it. And then Chris Jones tried to take matters into his own hands. Didn't work out. Justin Herbert slides for the first down. There's nothing you can do about it.
That's a good lesson for everyday life, though, dude. Like, don't try to take things into your own hands.
It's the baseball analogy. You can't hit a 6-run home run.
Right.
So don't try. Just do.
Just go out there and do your job. I mean, it's so Belichickian, but it's like the best phrase ever. Do your job.
Correct.
Because when you do your job, then you're doing what you're supposed to do. If you try to do somebody else's job, now two jobs aren't going done the right way.
And, you know, you look at this game this past weekend, 20-17. Philly was not dominant. They just did make mistakes. You did. And yeah. Who made the mistakes? Your veterans. Andy Reid had a bad game. I bet he would own that. I bet when he talks today, he's like,
he
yeah.
He did. It was the first thing he said yesterday. This is on me.
Yeah, and I mean, look, and it's you're not Cincinnati, who's 2-0, whose quarterback's probably gone for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have surgery on his turf toe. Going to be out 3 months. We'll call September done. We're halfway through September. He's going to miss October, November, December. Who knows where that season goes? Jake Browning's their quarterback. Snuck away with the win yesterday because the Jaguars gave it to him. Then you look at all the other 0-2 teams. And this is, gosh, this is what's going to make me sound biased and like a homer. You're the best 0-2 team in the league.
Well, of course.
And I know that sounds really weird, but you look at it. Jets, 0-2, better than them. Dolphins, 0-2, makes sense. Browns, 0-2, makes sense. Titans, 0-2, makes sense. Chiefs, 0-2, doesn't really make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Because you're not that 0-2 team.
You're not the Browns. You're not the Titans. You're not the Jets. You're not any of those other losers.
And in the NFC, your 0-2 teams are the Giants. You're the Bears, 0-2. You're better than the Bears.
No, the Bears are a train wreck. Dennis Johnson better polish his resume, man. Somebody can be looking for an offensive coordinator. They'll hire Dennis.
Carolina's 0-2. Saints are 0-2. I mean, you're better than those teams that are all. Now, the problem is like, why are you in that room with them? Because the guys that shouldn't be making the mistakes are for the Chiefs, and the guys that should be making the mistakes are for those 0-2 teams. Bryce Young looks terrible. Caleb Williams is inconsistent. Miami is a train wreck. They had a team meeting in week one.
Yeah, somebody tweeted that. They're like, we got a team meeting. I'm like, it's week one.
Correct. So that's the problem. You've got to get out of that room where you don't belong, because it's clearly obvious you don't belong in that room. And the way you get out of that room is you nut up, you shut up, you have your veterans be the guys they're supposed to be, and you get back to the basics and run the effing ball, dude. I know that they're playing from behind most times. One score game. You have two losses and a combined total of points of 9.
Yeah, see, that, and that's the thing right now. You've only lost games because of what you've done to yourself. It's not because you can't compete. It's not because you're not good enough. It's not because you're washed. It's not because you're old. I think a lot of it has to do with focus. They clearly weren't focused for the Brazil game. And then as that game kind of matriculated yesterday, for whatever reason, they got out of sorts and made mistakes that they don't normally make. And like for Andy Reid, I have a hard time, you know, more with Andy Reid making a mistake than I do with Travis Kelce or Patrick Mahomes. Because as the coach, it's your job to put your people in position to be successful. Like any boss, whatever job that is, it's your job to put your people in the position to be successful at whatever it is that they're doing. And there were a few times yesterday where Andy Reid did not do that. Like going for it on fourth down early in the second half. I understand why he did that. But also, we don't have that same type of offense, and getting 1 yard has been your biggest kryptonite for 5 years. It's not like all of a sudden today getting 1 yard is your biggest kryptonite. So I do fault Andy Reid for that. I fault Andy Reid from bailing on the running game early. I know there were 22 runs and 29 passes. Half of those were Patrick Mahomes scrambles, you know? Like, they got away from the running game early again in this one, when I thought you've got to stick to it. Even if it isn't working, you still got to stick to it and show that opposition that you're going to be doing it. And, you know, when you don't have the firepower on offense, you're going to have to do things a little bit differently, and that's okay. Different doesn't mean bad. And if the difference is now considering running the football a little bit more, deciding you're going to run the football a little bit more, let us know if we have running backs that are good enough to run the football. Let's see a little bit more of that. I can handle player mistakes. I have a hard time, and I know it happens all the time, handling those coaching mistakes, because that's literally your only job, is to give your best team the chance to succeed. And I thought there were times yesterday where Andy kind of got away from that. And now he needs to also understand, and it takes time for all of us, we're not that same team where if you make a mistake, you can overcome it at this point. Maybe you get Rice and Worthy back, you become that team again. But where we are right now, you're not going to be able to overcome those mistakes, and that has to have an impact on the way you call the game as the head coach.
Why don't you talk to Cincinnati and be like, hey, Cincy, we got this Gardner Minshew guy here. You want to give us Chase Brown?
They'd be like, Jake Browning's better. Like, we don't need that.
Damn it.
Dang it. Like,
hey, Miami. Hey, yes. Daryl.
Yes.
You know, hey, New Orleans.
Yes.
You want to get rid of Alvin Kamara? We'll take that contract. We'll take that veteran running back.
Do it.
You don't want Spencer Rattler. That guy sucks.
Here's
Gardner Minshew will give you a chance.
Didn't they have him already in New Orleans?
No, not New Orleans.
They have not. He hasn't landed there yet.
So, yeah, we get him over there. I love it.
Miami, we'll take Ollie Gordon.
You can keep Achan. We'll take Ollie Gordon. We'll bring him over here. Somebody that can play that position in modern time football.
But we don't know if we don't have that guy. If the if you bring him
19 times though, Bob, 19 times.
How many of those were Patrick Rice?
I'm not counting.
You're not counting the Patrick.
26 were 26. Patrick. 19 Patrick, without 19. 29 passes. That let's call it 50.
Okay.
40% of the time you ran the ball. It's a pretty good clip. You want to make it 45? Fine. But, dude, it's a pretty good clip, man. Yeah. 19 runs, 55 yards.
Is it the offensive
yards?
Line, for whatever reason, we don't want to criticize Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith on the interior.
They
but, I mean,
blame.
I'm not overwhelmed by them right now.
No, offensive line's an issue.
Yeah, but if you had a guy with some speed that's elusive, you could throw a toss out to the left and say, hey, 71, remember when you chased down that guy? Just go do that. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're going to run to the left. They're going to run to the left. Power over to the left side. Oh, hey, Creed and Trey. Here we go. Now we can run up the middle. That's how it starts. You got to have somebody can run the ball. These guys they have are not modern day running backs in the NFL. Kareem Hunt is older. Yeah, he's not the same.
He's old.
Isaiah Pacheco, I don't know what happened to him.
Well, he became a running back in the NFL. That's what happens. Yep. That's why you don't pay these
guys. They've got to find somebody that can because Andy Reid did a really good job with Spencer Ware and whoever the else they had, Sharkhandrick West. Mm-hmm. He did a really good job. He did a really good job with Jamaal Charles, who is a generational type of running back, but he did do it. Now he's had this. They brought them back for some apparent reason. They need to go get an elusive running back. We talked about it on the Monday after the Super Bowl. Go draft one of these guys. I didn't say to go find Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs, but damn it. I mean, if David Montgomery's able to do it in Detroit, why can't we have a David Montgomery? And that's where it starts. And it also starts with accountability and self-blame. And that's what we're saying. There is no excuses for today. I have not given you one excuse.
But we're not talking about the running backs if we make the plays that we're supposed to make. If Harrison Butker hits a field goal and doesn't look like it's, like, I mean, as wide right as you could possibly get, that thing went. Mm-hmm. If Travis Kelce catches a touchdown pass, it's 24-6 Chiefs.
Yeah.
So what do you want to see change moving forward? Outside of running, because we hit run the ball.
Yeah,
ball. What do you want to see change?
Well, and that's where it is. Like, what I don't like is the running game right now, but I don't like the running game because I don't know what we really have with the running game. If you believe now that you didn't have the running game, then Andy and Brett misread the running back position in the offseason. And that's okay. People make mistakes. And whether it's it really is like, look, everything starts and ends with Andy Reid inside this building. I know everybody always wants to blame Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy calls as many plays as I call on the sidelines. and I'm not lying about that. I may have called more plays than Matt's called for the Chiefs, right? It's Andy's offense. He does all the calling of the offense. People want to blame Brett Veach if they don't have the right amount of talent, right? Andy Reid gives final say on the guys that you want in there. It's okay if guys make mistakes. It happens all the time, right? We're just not used to it, and we have a hard time accepting that right now. These guys have given us so much joy and unbelievable football over the last 10 years. We've expected the abnormal to be normal in Kansas City, and that's where we are. We expect the abnormal to be normal, and when we see a normal football team, it is like, oh, my God, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to act. This is the NFL and 31 other NFL cities. This is the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows that go with the NFL. I can promise you right now, they're in Philadelphia this morning in panic mode about their offense. I guarantee you they're in panic mode about their offense right now. Minnesota's in panic mode about their quarterback right now. Chicago's in panic mode because they got Don Johnson on the sidelines and they don't have a backup quarterback that can come in and take over for the guy that they have as their starting quarterback. I'm sure the only team right now, the only city right now that isn't in panic mode is probably Green Bay.
Buffalo, maybe.
But their quarterback got punched in the nose and got a busted up nose.
He's
now,
fine.
Right? You
He's
know?
Fine.
But they also gave up 40 points on opening night.
That's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
They also gave up 40 points on opening
and
night.
And they gave up 10.
It's the Jets, you
still,
know?
Still, it's 10 points.
Yeah, I know, but it's still the Jets. Like, they still gave up 25 points a game in the NFL. That's a lot of points to give up when you average
and
it
Baltimore
out, right?
Baltimore scored 40 in 2 weeks.
Baltimore scores 40 the first night and doesn't win. So, like, every team in this league right now has something that's not kosher. And that's the NFL. We're just used to having a perfectly delivered kosher meal every single Sunday. And now for the first time in a decade, we're seeing some things that aren't normal, but they are normal. And we have a hard time accepting the abnormal here in Kansas City because we have taken the normal and created this bizarro world that we've lived in for the last 10 years. And now we're starting to get a taste of what reality is.
This is Bill Barnwell's tweet on X. It says a list of teams who started 0-2 and won the Super Bowl.
1993, the Cowboys, they were 0-2. But Emmitt Smith held out.
He held out
in weeks one and two.
So our guys are holding out. Rasheed Rice and Xavier Worthy, same thing, right? Yeah.
2001, the Patriots. Tom Brady makes his first pro start in week three because Bledsoe got absolutely destroyed on the sideline by the Jets.
Yeah, just like our guy got destroyed, right? Same thing.
And then in 2007, the Giants. Remember how they play? Used to, had to play defense at halftime in week three. They figured out their
Specs. That's the team I always go back to. That 0-7 team gave up like 48, 49 points a game in the first 2 weeks.
So we'll see. And you still have Patrick Mahomes, who looks amazing so far. Now I know the deep balls. And again, that was what I, when I'm in my car today and I'm driving down Nall and I'm like, okay, topic number one, what's the first thing you take away? And it's like, the leaders aren't leading.
That's right.
The first thing I took away. It's like, okay, the leaders aren't leading. These are the guys that when you watch everything, you're like, okay, so who's your guys' main roster? Kelce, Jones, Mahomes, you know, Butker, Creed, Trey, those are your guys. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Emotions are running high because, like you said, the norm used to be, all right, we don't have to play week 18. We get to have a one seed.
We're down 10 with 2 minutes to go. We're going to win.
Right. And, you know, now you're being faced with adversity. Yeah. And, you know, you find out the judgment of a person's character when things aren't going well. Right? When things are going well, everybody's in a good mood. When things aren't going well, you find out who that guy really is. Right? Like, I always use a restaurant reference. Oh, yeah, that guy's the nicest guy in the room when he's got one table at a time, no pressure. All right, that dinner rush comes in at 7:30, and Kyle's over here losing his effing mind because he's got two tables and guys want refills. You're like, that shows me who that character is because that guy can't handle what it is. And right now, I don't know if it's that they're not being able to handle it, but obviously Kelce's frustrated. He hurts his own player with friendly fire, has a massive massive drop in the end zone that caused the Chiefs to lose that game, I would say.
Yep.
Completely shifted the momentum. Chris Jones is yelling. Chris Jones is trying to do too much. And the three names that I have mentioned are Kelce, Jones, and then you talk about Andy Reid. Going for it at the start of the third quarter and not getting it in your own territory where you could have gotten three where you missed three earlier because of your veteran kicker. And again, deep field goal, 58 yards, never had a chance. Then you get to the end of the game where you're down by 10. There's 7 minutes left and you're like, now we're going to punt it. And you go, Dusty. They were on the Philadelphia 35. I don't care. You're giving the ball back. You might get it one time, and you need it twice. You had to have a 4th-and-7 play there. Andy alluded to kick the ball and punt it. Yeah, they got the ball back. Mahomes missed the deep shot, but then went right back 90 seconds later and hit the deep shot again. They got within three, and then it was no timeouts. 3 minutes left. We know it's coming. Tush push, kneel down. Game over.
Well, yeah. And then
you got Chris Jones telling Jalen Hurts, like, you didn't get 100 on us.
Well, he got 101, Chris, and got a win, too. So that's really what matters. But, you know, over the years, and I don't know if we've talked about this per se over the years that this team has been winning, but I know I've had conversations with people about it off the air. This team's great when everything goes right. When they face adversity, well, we've seen what happens in 2 weeks that when this team has faced adversity. They're not the best at handling adversity because they're not used to it, right? You're not used to doing something that you're not used to doing. And I think the number one thing now that the Chiefs need to learn and the Chiefs need to understand as we move forward for the rest of this season, they got to learn how to handle adversity and they got to handle it better. Like, you can't freak out on the sidelines. You can't yell. You can't, you know, lose your composure. You can't play outside of yourself. It's new for them as much as it is for us, but it's not new for the coach. And this guy's been around 35 years. He's going to handle this thing. He's going to have this thing fine. And he's going to walk in there today, and he's going to be that calming influence that everybody needs, where he looks at them, and he probably, you know, it's one of those deals where you know everybody's tense. You probably would go in there, not Andy, but if it were me, I'd probably rip a fart and start laughing and break the ice that way, right? And then look at everybody, start laughing, go, see, guys, we're going to be fine. It's okay. We're going to be fine. Just calm down. We're not far away. And then show them a highlight reel of all these good plays that they've done. This is when they need that positive reinforcement. You do this good. You do this good. You do this good. Hey, I screwed that up. Andy takes blame this week. I screwed that up. We'll hear Andy at least three times this week, I'm sure, in the press conferences, apologize for screwing up that game. And that's him taking the blame for this, not putting it on the players. Hey, Travis, you got to catch that. But you know what, man? That's my fault. We should never have been in that situation where that play is going to cost us the game. We should have been well ahead. I screwed that up from a head coach. And as a player and as an employee, when you hear your boss take the blame and take ownership, that makes you want to go out there and play for them. Like, I know people want Andy to get up there and go, rip this guy, rip that guy, flip the spread, all that kind of stuff. just doesn't work. You know, that's not the approach that you take. And he's going to go in there today, I guarantee it, and he's going to be calm. He's going to show them good things. And then he's going to say, look, we got things we need to improve on, but we're not far away, guys. Just continue to stick with this. Continue battling. Continue to do what we're doing, and we're eventually going to get that success. And that's the support that they need, and that's what they're going to get from Andy Reid, and they're going to flip this thing around, and it's going to be just fine.
You okay over there?
Yeah. No, again, I picked the team to lose. And
oh,
so
yeah, we know.
I'm not happy that I was right, but I thought that was going to happen on Sunday, and I also knew after that, this team was going to be completely fine. It's 2 weeks. They still have the best coach. They still have the best quarterback. And I'm seeing a lot of texts about Mahomes that we need to drag him a little bit more. Patrick Mahomes has been the best player in the National Football League these first 2 weeks. I don't give a rip. I know they're 0-2. I know they haven't won the games. He's the only reason we're not talking about this team being dog dude.
Has he missed a couple of passes? Yeah.
Of course.
But he had a couple of bigger, the touchdown run. The one run, and I'll find out later in the week, was that a fake? Or a design, like, was that a design rush where he pumped twice?
That was awesome.
I mean, that was insanity.
He's carried this team on his back, man, with no running game, with two wide receivers out. Travis Kelce's been a shell of himself. Noah Gray, I don't know. He's on vacation. Robert Tonyan doesn't exist. The offensive line hasn't been what we've wanted it to be. The defense looked
terrible.
Josh
Simmons, zero pressures given up yesterday, according to the 33rd team. He's been great.
Thank you so much, 71. We love Josh Simmons. The fact that we haven't talked about him is great. That's great. That's
the only thing we talked about him is chasing some cat down the sideline because we haven't seen a fatty run like that this side of I don't know when.
I truly believe we'd be talking about this team in a much different light if it weren't for Patrick Mahomes, obviously. But Patrick Mahomes hides so many faults with this team. He really does. Seriously, this team is.
But it's to the
fine.
Point now where he can't hide as many anymore. He's got to have some help. But again, a lot of that help is sitting on the sidelines.
Yep. No, with the help, they'll be fine. This team's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes last week, or I guess this week, 61.5 completion percentage. He had 258 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. It wasn't his fault. That was week one. This week it was 55.2, 187 yards, a touchdown, interception. Last week was 258, a touchdown, no picks. He should have three touchdowns, zero interceptions, and they should be 1-1.
Yep, at least.
At least. The bare minimum. But again, this is not a should have, would have, could have world. It is what it is. And I'll never forget having the conversation with Shannon Sharp years ago. I go, you're better than 0-8 or whatever they were. He goes, no, we are what we are. And Bill Parcells said that. Doesn't matter. Nobody looks at anything else. If you're 0-8, you're 0-8. If you're 0-2, you're 0-2. They're not should have been, would have been, could have been. You're 0-2. You are what your record is. And so now they've got to move forward. There's 15 games to go. And so the 0-2, there's nothing you can do about 0-2. Don't let it become 0-3.
Yep, that's it.
Coming up next, it's Brioche of the Weekend on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Brioche of the Weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
All right. Final segment here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. Mac's awesome. 96.5 The Fan, your home
Mac's
for Kansas
awesome.
City sports. You better believe it, Mac. Look at you doing the Lord's work this week on the sidelines.
Woo!
Is that your brioche of the week?
I was going to say, we could start there. That's the brioche, baby. Once in a lifetime opportunity. That was sick. It was so cool. Even though I was on the wrong sideline with the wrong colors, it was still really fun, man. It was electric.
You were rocking Chiefs colors?
I had my underwear on, of course.
Oh.
My Chiefs undies on. Had my 96.5 The Fan hat on.
Saw that. Yeah, yep. That looked good. Yeah, you're working. You might as well have your
pulling out your inner
on.
Brad Boyk.
Yeah,
it was cool, man. It was most people don't get to do something like that. So I was very thankful that I got that opportunity.
Yeah, yesterday. It was really cool to see you down there. I tried to get some pictures of you so you could preserve it, but
yes.
It was a little far away, you know, even though I was
but
in
I'm
the lower
there.
Level,
I can
but
see
you're
it.
There. I could see you, and it was awesome.
Thank you,
man. Yeah, very cool.
Appreciate
very
it.
Cool. That's like a proud dad moment.
It was.
I was proud of the kid,
thanks, man.
Like, well, it was neat to see him down there. He got to do something that I never got to do that opportunity.
Well,
you
not only
got,
that.
It's awesome.
Not only that, like, your fiance got to see you on the television.
Yeah, she thought that
like,
was super
that's
cool.
Cool.
Yes.
I like
her understand that you do have a real job.
Yeah, you know, she's like, oh, okay, you actually
do some fun and games and some nonsensical job that she thought you had before she moved here. This guy's a clown. Why am I Oh, he gets to be on the sidelines next to Nick Sirianni.
Oh, that's cool. And, oh, wow, Howie Roseman, his idol right there?
Yeah, like that was cool, man. Like,
thanks, man. That was awesome.
And for you, the opportunity to see what a game is really like.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's probably changed your perception a little bit of like, oh, I really thought it was a lot different than what I'm watching down here. Because, again, I've only been on the sidelines once or twice in Denver at the end of a game and you're in the end zone. And so it's different, but all hell is breaking loose for 3 hours. Like Dusty, you and I would have panic attacks down there. I'm not kidding. Like, I don't know how the hell you and I would get through a game on these sidelines.
They're coming.
I mean, like it's just nonstop.
Yeah. It's a machine down there, man. So many moving
parts.
And
you get that moment. I know you did it. I haven't talked about this yet, but I know you did it. You get on the field and you do the look around.
Yeah. The look around.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. Unreal. No, I've got goosebumps thinking about that moment yesterday.
It happens.
Over on the field, everyone's screaming. Geez.
And you look around, you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, dude.
I get it.
It was cool. So thankful for that opportunity. So
that was awesome. Do it again. My brioche of the week is Bob's got the best one just because the Italians and stuff, they had to learn this weekend. So I'm going to let him finish the show off that way with a good note. Mine is just hilarious. My brioche of the week goes to the Mizzou defense.
Tigers.
How about those Tigers, baby? Come on now. Jackson County, Lee Summit Tigers, Missouri Tigers, Nixon 5. the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana. This is a real stat.
I'm excited.
This is a real stat. The Raging Cajuns this weekend against that fierce Tiger defense behind Eli Drinkwitz, who will be a bowl contending or a playoff contending team this year. They completed 2 passes for a total of 4 yards.
Wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Like Jalen Hurts style.
Yes.
But wait, there's more. 2 passes, 4 yards. Their starter, what's his name? Their starter, Daniel Beal, he went 1 for 8 for 5 yards. And then their backup, I'm not making this up. You all know I'm a smartass. Their backup, Lunch Winfield.
Yeah, Lunch Winfield. Kurt Nelson sent me that over the weekend.
He had -1 yard.
And I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Lunch Winfield had 1 pass for -1 yard, and the Raging Cajuns, who were simmered by those Tigers, had 4 passing yards.
Every chain restaurant has a Raging Cajun entree on the menu, whether it's a sandwich or whether it's a blackened chicken Alfredo pasta. Like, every chain restaurant has something called the Raging Cajun on their menu. Yes, right?
Robin had a Raging Cajun chicken sandwich, and it's exactly what you think. Pepper jack cheese, buffalo dip fried chicken, lettuce, tomato, mayo.
There you go.
Fire.
It probably tastes really good. And those Raging Cajun pastas are really good, too. You get all that. Ooh, it is
fantastic. Lunch Winfield.
But why are we continuing to do this though? Why are we playing these games and charging people like $100 for a ticket to go watch Missouri play the Raging Cajuns?
Lunch Winfield, man. Come on.
I like any relation to Dave.
That's like General Booty.
Yeah, General Booty.
I mean, what was that? DeColdis Foster?
Yeah, DeColdis, yeah. And then he advertised the heating and air conditioning, which was fantastic.
So good. Yeah, come on down to
what is that guy now?
Come on down to lunch, you know, come down to the lunchbox. Because I didn't know they had a Jerusalem cafe over here across from the
station. When did that open? I saw the same thing this weekend. I drove by this weekend. I'm like, when do we get a Jerusalem cafe?
We went to Chick-fil-A on Friday, and I drove out, and I just almost froze. I went, oh, no, we got a Jerusalem cafe. This is dangerous.
I haven't yet had it, but I've heard amazing things.
Lunch Winfield to go over there, and he'll complete more passes there than he did on the field. 4 passing yards in a collegiate Division I football game. 4 passing yards.
Yeah, that's why we don't need to play these games.
Take it away, really, Fesco.
No, we had a great weekend. We had the Italians in town, Marco and Julia. We're in town. They're doing a 2-week American vacation, and there's so many things that I love. You know, they love Kansas City, and they've been around the world. They live in Italy. They've been around the world. They've only been to one place in the world twice. It's Kansas City. They've been literally everywhere. They've only been to one place in the world twice, and it's here. And it's because of the fans, because they're Chiefs fans. Obviously, now we got a relationship with them. And so we were with them all weekend long and picked them up on Friday evening after they got in. And I took him to the Peanut on Main because I think what could be more American in Kansas City than the Peanut?
Corner
right?
Cafe.
Yes, but this was at night. And I'm like, where are we going? Chicken wings, fries, booze.
Heck yeah.
Everything that you go
is great.
The ambiance is perfect. Like, it just screams America when you walk into the Peanut. And anybody who's been to the one on 50th and Main knows where the bathrooms are. And on the bathroom doors, one of the bathroom doors says nuts. The other says, no nuts.
Yeah.
Marco goes to the bathroom. Marco comes back to the table and he says, Bob, I have a question. I said, yes. He goes, am I nuts or no nuts? I said, what do you have hanging between your legs? He goes, nuts. So you go to the one that says nuts. the language barrier just from that standpoint was just absolutely beautiful. Awesome. And then we take them all around. We took them to the Peanut, had wings, had fries, yeah. had, you know, drinks. I said, what would you like to drink? He goes, what are you going to have? I said, a vodka soda. He goes, what's that? I'm like, well, it's sparkling water with vodka. And, oh, okay. Tasted good. Enjoyed that. You know, there's not much in Italy, by the way, of drinking. There's a couple of different beers. There's wine. And then there's like whiskey, vodka, and gin. And that is it. Yeah. Three spirits. That's it. They don't have much over there. So we had all that on Friday. Then on Saturday, we took them out. We went to the Sunflowers, what was left of them, out in Tonganoxie. Drove by Ralph's house. Got a couple of stuff taken care of for the tailgate. Grabbed lunch at Smokehouse Barbecue. Took them over to the house. Dude rolls his own cigarettes, which is unbelievable.
Awesome. Sick.
It's like, it's healthy tobacco. I guess, you know, no additives, no preservatives, no tar.
As the peanut, do we dip the fry into the blue cheese?
Yeah, right. And yeah. Telling them what ranch dressing was.
Oh,
what?
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, explaining what ranch dressing was. They're like, oh, that is American.
What is the difference in ranch and mayonnaise?
Yeah, right. Well, a lot, you know. But you explain what certain things are that we take. Really had no idea about the ranch dressing. The blue cheese clearly was something they hadn't experienced before. And then we took him over to Jasper's. And, of course, Jasper's leading a trip of people to Bologna. And so he's going to meet with these people, and they're going to be on this trip with him. And then I've got my friend Jim and his wife. They're spending 6 days in Bologna. They came over and met him. They're going to go out with these people. Like, what the Chiefs have done and what the Royals have done and what the last 10 years have done, and I was talking about this on Saturday night with the Coaches with Character program event that I was at with Dayton and his foundation and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. We honored all the coaches that we honor all year long. And what one thing that the winning has done is created this community around the world now where everybody is coming out of the woodwork and they're Chiefs fans or they're Royals fans or they know about Kansas City, and it's created, you know, this community that we now have around the world. And it's fantastic. So then we took them to the game on Sunday. We picked them up. They rode the bus out to the game. My friend Jackson, I'm not going to give his last name, comes over. He wants to meet the Italians. Jackson comes walking over to the tailgate. He goes, I got one thing. I talk to everybody in a different language. I need to know how to say F you in Italian. They tell him how to say F you in Italian. We go over to his tailgate. They're doing shots off a ski, you know, where everybody's lifting the ski. Then they're playing Thunderstruck in the parking lot. I mean, like, they had the best time of
That's
their lives.
Awesome.
They can't wait to come back for another year and do this sometime soon again. But, man, they've been everywhere in the world, and they've only been to one place twice.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Nice, and that's Kansas City.
That is Brioche of the Weekend, presented by the Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. Vote for the high school football game of the week at PrepsKC.com. And each week, the Sheet Metal Workers will give you $750 to the winning team's booster club. We'll announce the winning team every Friday morning. Go do something nice for somebody you never know is going to change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind. It's Cody, Golden, Drew coming up next from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.